This is a consultation on Ashley, A-S-H-L-E-Y, last name McCracken, M-C-C-R-A-C-K-E-N. Her date of birth, February 9, 1984. Patient seen for Dr. Chance, C-H-A-N-C, Dingler, D-I-N-G-L-E-R, M-D. New paragraph. Dear Dr. Dingler, thank you for this referral. This 42-year-old female comes for evaluation today. She smoked for about 5-6 years, about a pack a day. She says she quit about 7 years ago. She drinks alcohol socially, denies any drug allergies. She used to be a probation officer before. Now she's not working. Symptoms, patient is here for advice about anticoagulation. History of present illness. September of 2025, patient went to emergency room where she had some abdominal pain and blood clots. Patient was then transferred to Fort Worth, where she stayed for almost 110 days. She had a blood clot in artery going to stomach, according to the patient, and she required multiple surgeries thereafter, including removal of the gallbladder, removal of part of large intestine, removal of lots of small intestine, and patient was also then evaluated at Duke University in Carolinas. Patient currently is on TPN through a PIC line. The patient also has a G-tube. She is not able to eat anything by mouth. She constantly have nausea and vomiting. The patient did not have a bowel movement for almost a year now. The patient says she has only small amount of stomach and small intestine left. Currently she is on Lovenox twice daily since the initial episode of arterial blood clot in gastric artery in September 2025. She is here for further advice about continued anticoagulation. New paragraph. Physical exam. She is 5 feet 7 inch tall, weighing 174. Blood pressure 124 over 73. IgNT unremarkable. Lymph node negative in the neck, chest symmetrical, lungs clear, heart regular. Abdomen. She has large scar in the midline, as well as a tube coming out through stomach area, draining into a bag. Extremities, minimal edema. New paragraph. Diagnosis. Diagnosis 1, history of a blood clot, possibly in gastric artery, and subsequent complications requiring extensive abdominal surgeries. Diagnosis 2, currently on TPN on account of loss of significant amount of small and large intestine, as well as part of the stomach. New paragraph. Recommendations. New paragraph. Family history. Family history is not positive in immediate family. However, patient's cousin has issues with blood clots. New paragraph. Diagnosis. New paragraph. Recommendations. We'll draw the blood for. We'll send the patient to have a blood drawn for hypercoagulable status, such as level of protein C, protein S, antithrombin 3, level of, also evaluation for factor 5 Leiden mutation, as well as antiphospholipid syndrome. Once available, we can make further recommendations. At this point, it's not clear whether she might need to continue anticoagulation going forward. Thank you. This is a consultation on Ashley, A-S-H-L-E-Y, McCracken, M-C-C-R-A-C-K-E-N. Thank you.